Good morning. This is Scott Woodard from the Oakland Church of Christ. This morning I would like to take a moment for us to consider pride and how it might keep us from making the right decisions. Pride can be a good thing in the appropriate way, such as taking pride in our work to do our best and to do a good job. But this morning I'm referring to how pride can blind us to what we sometimes need to step back and consider. Pride is defined in Webster's dictionary as an inordinate self-esteem or conceit, which is excessive appreciation of one's own worth or virtue. There are several scriptures that tell us of what pride can do to us and how God feels about it. In Proverbs 16, verse 18, pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before stumbling. In 2 Chronicles 32:26, it says, "However, Hezekiah humbled the pride of his heart, both he and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so that the wrath of the Lord did not come on them in the days of Hezekiah." In Proverbs 8:13, it says, "The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance and the evil way and the perverted mouth I hate." Proverbs 11:2, "When pride comes, then comes dishonor, but with the humble is wisdom." In Proverbs 29 and verse 23, it says, "A man's pride will bring him low, but a humble spirit will obtain honor." In 1 John 2 and verse 16, it says, "For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the boastful pride of life is not from the Father, but is from the world." This kind of pride is a problem. The kind of pride that keeps us from being honest with ourselves and others because we don't want to admit defeat. We don't want people to think we are weak or incapable. But our vulnerability is exactly the thing that could help us build connections and stronger relationships. Here are just some of the ways that our pride is doing us harm. Our pride can cause us to not want to listen to others. Our pride can cause us to not ask for help. Our pride can cause us to not tell the truth. Our pride can cause us to not admit when we're wrong. Our pride can cause us to not do what would be good for us out of spite. Similar to not listening to others or ask for help, we sometimes avoid doing something that we know would be beneficial for us solely because it came from someone else. Pride is essentially competitive, and it is competitive by its very nature. This kind of pride is based on self-centeredness, and it's destructive. Selfish pride is especially destructive to relationships. We may have someone that we've had a disagreement with, but we let our pride get in the way of making that first step to bring peace. We must swallow our pride and pursue peace to that relationship, even if the other individual, in the end, does not receive us. As we read from Proverbs, God hates pride, and I hope that we will always consider if our pride is getting in the way of us making the right choices and being who God would have us to be. We would like to invite you to our gospel meeting this week. Eric Reynolds from the South Fayetteville Church of Christ will be our guest speaker. We will be meeting each evening at 7 p.m. If you're unable to attend the gospel meeting, we want to invite you to come and worship with us at the Oakland Church of Christ on the west side of Athens. We're located at 18111 Townsend Ford Road, just off of New Cut Road. Our times of service are Sunday Bible study at 9:30 a.m. with Bible classes for all ages and worship service at 10:20. We meet again on Sunday afternoon at 5 p.m. and on Wednesday at 7 p.m. for Bible study. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day, and God bless.